Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
Another great day, another great week in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Isn't it great? We have a House of Representatives. We have a Speaker of the House. It's functioning. They're going to be deciding on some new rules tonight. There's a great deal of excitement about it. Also a great deal of excitement about a controversial figure, very well known, who for some reason has actually bounced off the floats in a Mardi Gras parade. Who was bounced and why? We will get to that question on the Michael Medved Show. There is also a very minor change, maybe to many people, but it's a very major change to people in Iowa, where they're going to be doing a hunting season all year long to try to commit genocide against the raccoon population. Yes, this is not a joke. It is a serious matter. We will cover it on the Michael Medved Show today. And then President Biden, does he have real hope of actually repairing the broken border? And everybody agrees that it's broken. I mean, even the president seems to agree that it's a gigantic problem. But what about the approach that he has talked about? I hope he's speaking to a former official, acting Secretary of Homeland Security, Chad Wolf, who has a terrific column about why what Biden needs to do is more than just packaging, but real change toward border security. And did President Trump end up winning big on the speaker struggle, or is it just indications that he is being, quote, put out to pasture, like some senile old grandpa who is no longer relevant to what's going on in the family? Is that what Republicans are doing to Trump? There's a columnist for the New York Times who says, yep, that's exactly what's going on. I think that's highly dubious, but we will get to that as well. 1-800-955-1776 is our phone number. I just got back about an hour and a half ago from the airport because Diane and I had a wonderful experience over the weekend. And aside from the wonderful experience of the Seahawks moving on toward the playoffs and winning in overtime, and that's terrific, but we were in Los Angeles, which is the home of the now vanquished L.A. Rams. And what's amazing about that is they have the worst record of any defending Super Bowl champion ever, and that's kind of nice when it means that the Seahawks win. And we didn't go to L.A. for any football reasons. We went there for a wedding. And it was just incredible and wonderful and very moving. I've spoken before on this show about my very dear friend who died 2 years ago. Judd McGelnick was his name. You could read his material. He was a regular contributor to The Spectator and a very thoughtful commentator, gifted writer, amazing father of five, and our neighbor for about two decades when we were living in California. And Judd's youngest child, his daughter Betsy, got married to a terrific guy, and the guy's name is Ben Graber. And to see two families coming like this, where both of the mothers were widows, and yet the fathers were there. And it was incredibly moving and a reminder of what a wonderful thing community is, what a wonderful thing marriage is, and the youthful enthusiasm of this celebration that went on quite late last night, and then we stayed with my brother Harry, and then he got us to the airport, leaving, before five this morning. So it was a long but a wonderful trip, and we are very glad to be here. We are also going to be joined by one of, I think, the most constructive Democrats in Congress, the former chairman of the Armed Services Committee and a very big advocate for a strong and robust American defense, Congressman Adam Smith of the Seattle area is going to be joining us here on the Medved Show. First of all, okay, what happened on Friday night? And it was after midnight on Friday night. So, I mean, aside from the near fight between Mike Rogers, who is, by the way, I believe he will be the new chairman, the Republican chairman of the Armed Services Committee. And, yes, there was something close to a physical confrontation. I don't think anybody was armed. They don't have the metal detectors anymore. They got rid of the metal detectors at the House of Representatives. But with all of this going on, they had made deals, they had reached agreements, and they were supposed to get this done and allow the new Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, to get his 216 votes. He didn't need the 218 because there were a bunch of holdouts who were voting present. And that just reduces the number of votes that you actually need. There ended up being six holdouts who voted present, who didn't vote for McCarthy. And so he won the majority of the people who were voting with 216 votes. And everyone is talking about the different items of agreement that he reached with the rebels, as they are called. We have called them before blockheads because people talk about blockading the election of a new speaker. But they had agreed to a range of things, and some of that's going to be paid off tonight, because tonight they're going to be having a session of Congress where they're voting on ratifying this deal, basically, that made Kevin McCarthy speaker. The point about all this is, where does it go from here, and what really happens to the Republican Party? I know a lot of people are saying, oh, Kevin McCarthy, how long is he going to be speaker? He really is going to be the weakest speaker we've ever had. I don't agree with that. I don't think that's true. I actually believe that Kevin McCarthy comes out of this whole experience looking tough and formidable and determined. And look, anytime you win against what looked to be pretty overwhelming odds, where you have 212 Democrats who are voting every single time, all 15 times, and you stick with it, and you negotiate, and you refuse to turn back. Look, I know sometimes people can look terrific in losing, but Kevin McCarthy didn't lose. He won. Now, did he agree to some things that he may later come to regret? I think he did. And we will get into those to some extent, because I think the most difficult thing is going to be basically avoiding some kind of financial catastrophe and a government shutdown and breakdown coming up this summer when we have the debt ceiling increase that is required. But with all of that, Kevin McCarthy now has to launch and be very clear about attainable purposes for this new Congress. And I believe he will start doing that this evening. He began a little bit in that direction, and it's one of the reasons that I believe that people who are writing him off are making a mistake. They always were making a mistake because he put this through. He was also very gracious in thanking President Trump for his assistance. But that goes to the Charles Blow piece that says that President Trump is being put out to pasture. By the way, when you talk about people being put out to pasture because of senility and age and advanced decrepitude, there's this guy named Biden. We'll get to him as well on the Medved Show.
Now's the time to join the millions of Americans who have changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. MyPillow is now offering a BOGO extravaganza on multiple MyPillow products. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, six-piece towel sets, and roll and go anywhere MyPillows, and yes, so much more. Just go to the Radio Listeners Specials page at MyPillow.com and use the promo code MEDVED. That's MyPillow.com, promo code MEDVED, or call 1-800-320-6280. That's 800-320-6280. Don't miss this incredible BOGO extravaganza at MyPillow.com. Buy one, get one free on select products. Remember, that's promo code MEDVED or 1-800-320-6280.
Okay, it's winter time, and that shouldn't stop you from going outdoors and enjoying yourself and getting some exercise. Relief Factor can help with that cause. Relief Factor is natural. It consists of fish oil and turmeric primarily and other ingredients that have been tested and shown to be remarkably effective. A Relief Factor can make you feel better and give you an opportunity to enjoy all kinds of aspects of an active life that you may have been prevented from enjoying in the past. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner. There's a special price available for what is called a quick start with Relief Factor. You take these tablets, which are entirely natural, no chemicals, no preservatives of any kind. This is a wonderful product that we heartily endorse. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Michael Medved Show, for those people who weren't staying up late on Friday night to watch the 15th round of voting, 14 rounds of voting, and by the way, just to say over and get the call and response thing where you say Abbott, and then he says Jeffries, or and the others say McCarthy, and doing that 434 times, and there's 434 voting members of the House because there's that one empty seat in Virginia. But can you imagine how much time there is to just do that repeatedly 15 times? And then finally, on the 15th time, and after midnight on Friday night, just as the country may not have been running out of time exactly, because there's no time limit, they keep going until they find a speaker. Then 1855, they had 133 ballots. It took literally 2 months. Two full months, 60 days. Okay, this time it was a week, not two full months, but it felt like forever. And this is what it sounded like in the middle of the night when finally you had the successful moment where Kevin McCarthy was elected. This is clip 15.
Womack. McCarthy. Yatham.
McCarthy.
Zinke.
Next Speaker of the United States House of Representatives, Kevin
McCarthy. General jubilation. And then McCarthy, and it's one of the reasons I don't think he's going to go down in history as the weakest speaker we've ever had or anything like that. His first speech as speaker, he laid out some sketch, at least, of a Republican agenda. Listen, this is clip six.
As Speaker of the House, my ultimate responsibility is not to my party, my conference, or even our Congress. My responsibility, our responsibility, is to our country. Our system is built on checks and balances. It's time for us to be a check and provide some balance to the president's policies. We will hold the swamp accountable. From the withdrawal of Afghanistan to the origins of COVID and to the weaponization of the FBI. Let me be very clear. We will use the power of the purse and the power of the subpoena to get the job done.
Okay, it's tough to do that, and one of the reasons he's emphasizing here investigations rather than legislation is because there's this funny thing about the Constitution. We have two houses of Congress. And on the other side, there's a U.S. Senate, which has an increased Democratic majority, where they're in firm control, and they're in control of all the committees. So legislation that would actually reform and change things, for instance, one of the very first things that the Republicans are going to try to do is to push through a bill redoing the previous approval of hiring over the course of the next 10 years, 87,000 new employees for the IRS. And it's kind of a no-brainer for conservatives. Look, who wants additional agents for the Internal Revenue Service who are going to be more and more delving into the tax-paying compliance of all Americans? And I know the whole idea is to try to raise more money for the federal government. That also is not a popular thing by conservative points of view. So, look, I think that they could gain politically by having a big fight over those IRS agents and the additional staffing for the IRS, but that's a fight they can't win, because it's not going to be approved by the U.S. Senate. And it just won't. And the one thing about subpoenas that he talks about, and about investigating the weaponization of the FBI and all of the different investigations that Jim Jordan in particular is talking about, he's going to be running a subcommittee of the Rules Committee, which he's also going to be running, and basically looking at all of this. That's one of the reasons they're emphasizing that, because there is limited power to be a check on the president. limited power if you control only one house of Congress. He nonetheless was gracious, was Speaker McCarthy, in thanking President Trump for his support. This is in a press conference. This is, again, Speaker McCarthy. Clip 16.
But I do want to especially thank President Trump. I don't think anybody should doubt his influence. He was with me from the beginning. Somebody wrote the doubt of whether he was there, and he was all in. He would call me, and he would call others. And he really was, I was just talking to him tonight, helping get those final votes. What he's really saying, really, for the party and the country, that we have to come together. We have to focus on the economy. We've got to focus, make our borders secure. We've got to do so much work to do, and he was a great influence to make that all happen. So thank you, President Trump.
Okay, that is something President Trump will like even better than President Trump would like the column that was in the newspaper today from Charles M. Blow of the New York Times. Headline, "The Republicans are putting Trump out to pasture." Really? He begins by writing, "Many families have a grandfather or an uncle who in his prime was the patriarch, the family's force and compass. His counsel was sought and heeded. He was treated with the utmost respect and deference, but as the years passed, his power waned. His acuity dulled. His admonitions began to sound archaic. The family reordered itself. So another man or a woman became the leader, and the grandfather or uncle was demoted, without any formal proclamation, but by familial inertia, to a kind of elder emeritus. The family still loves him and honors him, but they regularly tune him out to ignore him. He was integral to the family's journey, but is now only incidental to its future." This is what is happening to Donald Trump and the Republican Party, says Charles Blow. "A dynamic underscored by the disastrous speaker battle in the House of Representatives, Donald Trump is essentially being put out to pasture. Not only is there no lost love between him and Mitch McConnell, the minority leader in the Senate. In September, Trump accused McConnell of hating him. Kevin McCarthy, his choice for Speaker of the House, was blocked for days by some of Trump's most ardent and outrageous acolytes. A no-Trump acolyte, but still a leader, despite the switch in control in the House of Representatives. What does it all mean? We'll be talking about that with Congressman, Democrat, Adam Smith, outgoing chair of the Armed Services Committee, coming up on The Medved Show.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. It's not just the rain and the wind and the flooding putting much of California in danger from this latest big storm. Mudslides are a big danger, thanks to all the hills already saturated by previous storms that lost most of their trees and bushes in summer wildfires. sentencing for Harvey Weinstein on his rape and sexual assault convictions in Los Angeles will not happen today. The judge moved it until late next month. House members will vote on new rules for the new session tonight, among them formation of a committee to look into what conservatives call the weaponization of the federal government. Prince Harry wants us to know.
None of anything that I've written, anything I've included, is ever intended to hurt my family.
But he tells 60 Minutes his new book does paint the full picture of his life growing up and dispels the idea that his wife ruined his relationship with his brother, the future king. Rich Johnson, USA News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And on the Michael Medved Show, it is a great honor to have one of the leaders of the outgoing House of Representatives, who's actually a leader in the ongoing House of Representatives, as well as the ranking Democrat in the House Armed Services Committee. He's been its longtime chairman. He's also my congressman. And I got to admit that I proudly supported him, even though he's a Democrat. And Adam Smith, welcome and congratulations to finally getting a new speaker you can work with.
Yeah, no, that is good, and it's also helpful to actually have a Congress. You know, we had like what was it, 3-4 days there when Congress didn't act, the House anyway didn't actually exist.
Right, but now you're all duly sworn in, and
yes.
Okay, good. That's all doing extraordinarily well. What I wanted to speak about is you have a piece for Brookings that is reflections on U.S. defense policy. And one of the things that I look at defense policy and the kind of points you raise about the dangers of China and North Korea and Russia and Iran, could all of the new funding for building up our defenses and building up the U.S. Navy and developing the most advanced weapon systems that we need, could all of that be jeopardized by some kind of government shut down or some kind of fight in the new House of Representatives over government funding?
Yes, I mean, without question. I mean, there are many pieces to how we adequately deter those adversaries that you just laid out, Russia, China, Iran, North Korea, and also transnational terrorist groups, all of whom have a very similar plan, which is to, you know, move the world towards autocracy and push out the influence of the United States and our allies. And there's a number of different pieces to that, but certainly having an adequate deterrent is crucial. And we have to worry about whether or not we will be able to pass appropriations bills and also whether or not we'll be able to raise the debt ceiling so that we don't default on our debt. You know, if we can't do that, if we can't pass appropriations bills, can't raise the debt ceiling, then our ability to spend money is going to be severely restricted. And yes, that will be very, very harmful to our ability to meet our national security needs.
And are you convinced are your successor is Congressman Rogers, is that right?
Yes.
Yes. And he is also, as you were, a strong supporter of national defense, is he not?
Yeah. Now, Mike and I are on the same page on this. We worked well together when I was chair and he was ranking, and we will continue to work well together now that those roles have been reversed.
And in terms of actually working together with a Democratic Senate and going back to what once existed, which was that people used to say politics stops at the water's edge, that when it comes to foreign policy, when it comes to items like support for Ukraine, there was a several pieces about how some Ukrainian officials are worried about getting the support they need through the new Congress. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, no, and look, there's two big things here to be worried about with the House Republican takeover here. I mean, look, the overwhelming majority of Republican members are going to be on the same page on both of these issues, strong support for Ukraine, strong support for national security. But what we have is we have this small group of folks who are willing to take the House hostage to advance their very narrow ideological objectives, and they don't care about the damage that is done. That's what's to be worried about, is they will try to block any effort to pass appropriations bills that don't have, I think the number they threw out there was a 20% cut in the overall federal budget, and then also just, you know, flat opposing raising the debt ceiling. You know, they will do whatever they can to block it. Now, the majority of votes are on the other side of that, but there are many ways to block things from moving forward, even if you don't have the majority. And I think that that small group of, you know, far right wing is not the right way to put it. I think of them more as like MAGA extremists. And, you know, they will use those tools, and they could potentially block our ability to continue to function. So it's going to be a challenging couple of years. And then also they seem to have this odd affinity for Russia. You know, and I mean, gosh, Matt Gaetz, you know, tweeted out in the middle of the chaos that the chaos was okay because as long as Congress is informed, that means we can't help Ukraine anymore.
Did Gaetz really? Because I had missed that. Gaetz really put that out?
His tweet said, "Congress not formed. Biggest loser, Zelensky. Biggest winner, the American taxpayer." That's literally what he tweeted.
That's unbelievable.
Clearly doesn't want to support Ukraine at all. I mean, we can debate how to do it, and you know, certainly we don't want war with Russia. We're trying to get.
And nobody wants a blank check, right?
Exactly. But to just say that, you know, we should cut him off entirely and let Putin do what he wants in Ukraine, that's not a policy that I think is in the best interest of this country or the world.
Which seems. It does seem fairly obvious. Okay, in terms of the new rules that are going to be adopted tonight, are there any of those rules that particularly concern you, Congressman Smith?
Well, the rules aren't the biggest problem. I mean, there's certainly things I don't like about the rules that are in there in terms of some of the special committees that they're forming that I'm not sure what their utility is going to be. You know, there's the now one member can vacate the chair. I don't think it's in the rules package, but McCarthy has agreed to put, you know, some of these, you know, extreme members, at least three of them, onto the rules committee, which could block stuff coming to the floor. You know, they make various changes. The bigger problem isn't so much what's in the rules package. It's the power that this small group of people obviously hold over Kevin McCarthy and the House majority, and how they're going to exercise it going forward in the ways that I just described. You know, they're ideological extremists. They don't really believe in representative government in the sense that they want what they want, and if they can get it through representative government, that's fine. But if they can't, they will try to thwart the will of the majority that opposes them by any means necessary. And that makes this job a lot more difficult.
In terms of the first big fight that will determine whether Kevin McCarthy can be a strong, effective speaker, maybe more than people are anticipating, what's the first big test facing the new speaker?
Well, I think in the short term, there's not going to be any huge test. They're going to pass a lot of stuff that, you know, that a wide majority of conservatives will agree with. You know, they're trying to get rid of the new IRS agents. There's a bill that they will pass tonight. They've got bills on immigration, bills on, you know, or making statements against attacks on pro-life groups. They're going to pass a series of pieces of legislation, which won't go anywhere in the Senate. But won't ultimately hurt anything. The first big test is going to come when the debt ceiling is breached and on October 1st, when the funding for the government runs out and we have to get an agreement to keep the government going forward. Those will be the really big tests. Between now and then, the result of all this is we're just not really going to pass much into law. But that won't be as dramatic as trying to keep the government from shutting down and trying to keep us from breaching the debt ceiling. And those things are still months away.
The biggest foreign actor as a threat to the United States, North Korea, Russia, China, Iran, or Matt Gaetz?
Matt is but one member of Congress. I still say China is the biggest threat that we face.
Well, terrific. I hope Matt won't be insulted by your acknowledging China more powerful even than Congressman Gaetz. Adam Smith, you can find his most recent reflections on U.S. defense policy posted at our website at michaelmedved.com, the outgoing chair, where he did an outstanding job of the House Armed Services Committee. We will be right back.
The Michael Medved Show.
History repeats itself, and we're seeing that play out with inflation. When Jimmy Carter took office in the late 70s, gold sold for $140 an ounce. Can you imagine? By 1980, the price of gold topped out at $870 an ounce. Now, if today's market performs like it did when Carter was in office, the price of gold could skyrocket from $1,800 an ounce to $9,300 an ounce. This is Michael Medved for AmFed Coin and Bullion. Don't miss out on a great opportunity to purchase precious metals while the prices are still stable. If history repeats itself, we'll see a run on gold, silver, and platinum that will certainly drive up prices. Be smart. Buy now. At AmFed, you're dealing with specialists who provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. You'll never be pressured into buying outrageously priced so-called collectible coins or anything that you don't need. 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free if you join us as a Medhead Plus member. The cost is 22 cents a day for everything. And you have access to over 100 different subjects covered on Medved History Store programming. Check it out right now. It is a great opportunity. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want to go ahead and stream it and to listen to it, and commercial free. Medhead Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Learn a lot. Costs, well, very little, 22 cents a day. Join us as a Medhead Plus member as soon as you can.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
For people who worry about commuting, which is a great, great number of Americans, especially now that people are going back to work and there are less restrictions based upon the ongoing pandemic, but with commuters maybe actually taking to the skies thanks to an Israeli startup company called Air EV. The company's Air One. That's not Air Force One, it's just Air One. It's a 2-seat electric vertical takeoff and landing vehicle made exclusively for the private market. And it made its maiden unmanned flight over the skies of southern Israel. It can fly at an altitude of 1,200 feet and as far as 100 miles on a single electrical charge. And it's been designed to be remarkably simple to fly. The company has secured numerous paid pre-orders and expects to start deliveries by the end of 2024. More information about Air EV's current funding round is available under NDA, non-disclosure agreement. In any event, this is all through our crowd. And our crowd is just launching. It's 7,000 participants. More than 100 different nations are all going to be there in Jerusalem. And that's coming up. And one of those companies that is getting crowdsourced funding from our crowd that you can participate in, you can invest alongside VCs and people with substantial resources, and you can join for free. You can also take a look at a video of this new Air EV device, which is pretty darn impressive. And you can find that at michaelmedved.com. You can get free information and register and join our crowd, again, for free, no obligation. Go to the michaelmedved.com and look for the banner for my brother Jonathan's company. Our crowd. The ongoing discussion about what comes next, there's a piece in the New York Times, and it's a long piece, and it's a probing piece, but it gives you some sense of some of the ambitions of the Republican leadership in the House, the continuing Republican leadership. And this is not just Speaker McCarthy. It's also Jim Jordan, who a lot of people had anticipated was going to be a major challenger to McCarthy, but he didn't. He supported McCarthy. He is going to be the chair of the Judiciary Committee, and he's also going to be working in a series of special subcommittees investigating some of the problems with national security agencies. The story by Luke Broadwater at the New York Times, newly empowered House Republicans are preparing a wide-ranging investigation into law enforcement and national security agencies, raising the prospect of a politically charged fight with the Biden administration over access to sensitive information like highly classified intelligence and the details of continuing criminal inquiries by the Justice Department. The House plans to vote this week on a resolution to create a special judiciary subcommittee on what it calls the weaponization of the federal government, a topic that Republicans have signaled could include reviewing some of the ongoing investigations at the Justice Department of Donald Trump. The panel would be overseen by Representative Jim Jordan, Republican of Ohio, who is also poised to become the Judiciary Committee's chair. It remains to be seen who else the Speaker, Kevin McCarthy, who made numerous concessions to the far-right faction in his party, will put on that special committee. In a Fox interview on Friday evening, a Representative Chip Roy of Texas, a lead negotiator for hard-right lawmakers who pushed Mr. McCarthy's team for concessions, portrayed the panel as part of the agreement they struck for their support. He and Mr. McCarthy had committed to giving the subcommittee at least as much funding and staffing as the House Special Committee in the last Congress that investigated the January 6, 2021 attack on the Capitol. Now, what that implies is that some of the charges about the politicization of the FBI, the politicization of the Justice Department, of the CIA, that this is viewed as a serious threat to fairness and decency and to the Republic, comparable to what was going on January 6th. Is that a legitimate assumption? Look, any time you have credible reports of people behaving in a partisan manner and using law enforcement to advance a partisan agenda, it's a very real problem. And one can only hope that Republicans will not become obsessed with these issues in the way that so many Democrats became obsessed with investigating various aspects of the Trump record, for instance, the Russia ongoing investigation that took, 2 years before finally indicating that there was no there. This is one of those things where it seems to me that Democrats should cooperate as much as they can, because the idea that it's going to be okay for intelligence agencies to go after Democrats, but it's not okay if they go after Republicans, or that it's okay if they go after one or not the other, it doesn't work. There has to be a very clear standard that misusing government power, particularly the government police power, which is what the FBI is about, that is a very dangerous area. And speaking of dangerous area, there is the story about Brazil, and now they're talking about taking the former president of Brazil, whose name is Jair Bolsonaro, who is now hiding out somewhere in Florida. He left office, never conceding the election, but he lost the election by His opponent, Lula, got 51%. The report in the New York Times is that thousands of supporters of Brazil's ousted former president, Jair Bolsonaro, stormed Brazil's Congress, Supreme Court, and the presidential offices. So it's the same idea that we have here of three branches of government. All three were attacked, and they were protesting what they falsely claim was a stolen election, the violent culmination of years of conspiracy theories advanced by Mr. Bolsonaro and his right-wing allies. In scenes reminiscent of the January 6th storming of the United States Capitol, protesters in Brasilia, Brazil's capital, draped in the yellow and green of Brazil's flags, surged into the seat of power, setting fires, repurposing barricades as weapons, knocking police officers from horseback, and filming their crimes as they committed them. We always said we would not give up, one protester declared as he filmed himself among hundreds of protesters pushing into the Capitol building. Congress is ours. We are in power. Well, no, they're not. And again, it one of the things that is different here is that this is occurring at a time when the new president, Lula, has already been installed. When the attack happened in Washington, D.C., Donald Trump had still two more weeks of his presidency left over, so he was in power. And what's also, despite the fact that Bolsonaro was no longer in power, there are all kinds of reports that the federal police, who normally would have protected these facilities in Brazil, didn't do so. But there is something else here, which is that that there was a very clear criticism of the demonstrators by Bolsonaro, who is, again, in Florida at the moment. Late Sunday, Mr. Bolsonaro criticized the protests, saying on Twitter that peaceful demonstrations are part of democracy, but that destruction and invasions of public buildings like what occurred today are not. At least as an acknowledgement that the violence that occurred in Brazil was completely wrong, and an indication, by the way, of what a bad example America set in terms of looking back 2 years to January 6th, which was not a great day for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.